Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. Thanks for tuning in today. We are now with our special guest from The Girl and the Raven, Killian Hegarty and Ariana. Thank you all so much for being with us this morning.
How are you doing? Great to be with you.
I had the opportunity to visit The Girl and the Raven last week. You all are a new coffee bar and cafe in Abingdon, Virginia. You've done so much with this beautiful location. I want to go ahead and start. I've had some people ask me when they knew that I was going to be interviewing you all this morning, where did the name The Girl and the Raven come from? And who is the artist behind the graphics and the logo that you all are using?
Yeah, so I can speak to that. My parents, Hugh and Julie, have traveled out west and have had an artist that they've loved for a long time. His name is Craig Kosak. And so we've been a big fan of his work for a while. And we knew that we wanted to use his work to incorporate in our logo and have his art be part of the logo. So the name just sort of came from his work. He does a lot of nature and animals and ravens. So I know my dad can probably speak the long story, but I'd say that's the short version is, you know.
We knew we wanted to. Hey, I'm Hugh Belcher, Ariana's dad. And we were in Santa Fe 15 years ago, and we were looking through several art galleries. We found his work, bought a couple of his pieces of art back then, as a matter of fact, both featuring ravens. And so we wanted to have something that really stood out with our branding and the idea behind the restaurant. We talked to Craig about it. He was willing to do the artwork. There's a great story behind The Girl and the Raven, not yet released. But you know what? Maybe we can, when we do release it, maybe we can call you back and get on your show one more time, and then we'll tell the story behind The Girl and the Raven.
That would be great, Hugh. For people who have not been to your coffee bar and cafe yet, you're located in the old Zazie's building in Abingdon. Why did you decide that that was the location that you all were going to pick? And when I got to meet you all last week, I sort of got to put together a picture of how the pandemic and the things over the past year have really molded this vision and this exciting project for you all. So on the show, Super Talk Saturday Mornings, we talk a lot about the personal connection that our local businesses have. So if you don't mind, can you talk to us a little bit about that and how this concept came to be?
Sure. I'm going to let Ariana and Killian talk to you about their flight back, their return back to Abingdon. But I'll just tell you that the space itself was a great coffee shop for about a dozen years. And we were here hundreds and hundreds of times. We became great friends with the owners. And so, yeah, we were just happy to have the reins sort of turned over to us during the pandemic, but I'll let Ariana and Killian talk to you about their coming to Abingdon.
Yeah, it was Ariana and I both lived in New York for the past number of years, and you know, because of the pandemic, really the city was shut down, and we always worked in the restaurant industry, and we're also working as actors, and so we decided to come back to Abingdon to be with Hugh and Julie and Ariana's family, to be close, and the previous owners of Zazie's approached us and asked us if we would be interested in taking over the building and continuing the tradition, because they knew that Ariana and I worked in specialty coffee. And as daunting a prospect as it was, we just decided that we'd give it a go. And so it was a labor of love. We worked on it for a long time. We did a lot of the work ourselves. We refinished the floors, painted, did a lot of the demolition work ourselves. And then we had a huge amount of help from, you know, all of our friends, Wahlberg Construction, who were the contractors, are good friends of ours, and they really made this happen. They did so much for us and are continuing to do a lot for us. And so the space has really come alive. You know, if you were in the Zazie's before, you can see that, you know, there is a big difference in just how the space is laid out. There's a lot of natural light coming in now. And that was sort of our primary goal, was just to create this bright, fun, open atmosphere. And yeah, it's just
we have a kitchen. We built a kitchen. Zazie's had a coffee bar, and they had a very small workspace in the back for the incredible cook that was here before, Chandra Stewart. She had a very small place to work, so we actually demolished 5 rooms and created a state-of-the-art kitchen in the back. So, yeah, that was one of the things we did. Another thing that we did, we're not giving you much time to ask questions. We're just rolling on.
Oh, you're doing great.
But we determined that, especially for the pandemic, that we really needed to make use of an area that was on the property to create a drive-through, a pickup window. My daughter doesn't like me to say drive-through. She likes to say pickup window. And I'll let her tell you why. But so we actually installed a pickup window in a drive-through lane where people can order their food and coffee without needing to come in. And we have had so much positive feedback and applause for this this feature.
Yeah, I'll just add on about the pickup window. It's nice. Just the only reason it's not a full-fledged drive-through like Powell's is just because we're not equipped to be as quick and convenient as that. You know, so we just ask that people order ahead. They can order ahead online, or they can just give us a call, place their order ahead of time, and then they can pick up anything they like through the window there. But going back to Zazie's, yeah, it was really interesting. One of the things that really drew us to the space initially was the coffee roaster. And it was a really cool connection to connect Killian. He's from Ireland, and the prior owner's son-in-law was also from Ireland, Ollie. So we actually had a good few chats with Ollie, and they were so kind and supportive to encourage us and get excited about the use of this coffee roasting machine. And you know, it was coming from New York. Coffee has always been a passion of Killian's, and so to get to see him really experience that and get to work with this roaster and have it sort of passed down from Ollie, it was really special.
I had the opportunity to have a latte while I was with you folks, and it was absolutely incredible. The best cup of coffee that I've ever had in my entire life. It is phenomenal. If people enjoy lots of flavored creamers and sugar and things like that, chances are the quality of coffee that you're drinking is probably not anywhere close to what you all are roasting and serving there. I just had mine straight up, no sugar, nothing, and it was absolutely wonderful. I cannot wait to come back and try it again. And Ariana, you had mentioned something when we were just chatting the other day about how you train, or how Killian trains the baristas. And I find that fascinating, how each day they come in and set things up in a special way. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we invested a lot in our espresso equipment, and the training that goes into being a barista, you know, I was able to experience that in New York with a great company there called Bluestone Lane. And the coffee beans change over a number of hours. The atmosphere will affect their flavor. So you have to use the espresso machine and the grinders to be able to adjust, which is called dialing in. So we had to train our baristas to be able to taste the coffee, to be able to pick up the flavors, pick up how sour or how bitter they are, and be able to determine how they need to grind and adjust the coffee each morning to get it to the sweet spot, which is where you bring out the most kind of pleasurable flavors of the coffee, the sweetness of the coffee, and also just adjusting to using all of the equipment. So that's sort of a daunting journey and a daunting task, but fortunately our team is just, you know, we've been blessed with a really great team here. You know, we really rely heavily on our baristas and our servers. And they're just personable, and they dove in, and they're also passionate about coffee and passionate about the food that we're putting out. So it's been a really easy journey.
We need to take a quick commercial break. If you all could stay with us just for a few more minutes, we also will open up the phone lines. It's 1-800-469-0098 if any of our listeners have a question or would like to join the conversation. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. Thanks for tuning in and listening this morning. We are live here in Bristol, Virginia. It is 25 degrees, and we are with our special guest from The Girl and the Raven. We have Killian and Ariana Hegarty, and then we have Hugh Belcher. They are all owners, and Julie Belcher as well. I heard that she is downstairs right now, holding up the ship there and making sure that everyone is getting delicious coffees and food. Thank you all for being with us this morning. We were discussing,
thanks for having us.
We were discussing some of the wonderful coffees. You've got some unique coffees that I've never heard before. Let's just touch on those for a few minutes, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our goals for the business was locally sourced regional ingredients. And while you can't necessarily locally source green coffee beans, you can roast them locally. But we started off with Brazilian and Colombian blends. They're a really rich, chocolatey-oriented bean, which is sort of our flavor profile that we like to have for our espresso drinks. And then we've also been mixing it up with some Ethiopian Sodamo beans, which have a nice spice to it and have some strawberry flavors for our drip coffee. So we sort of rotate our coffee so that, you know, everybody who comes in can experience something unique from around the world. A lot of them come from Africa and South America, naturally. And then we also have great matcha that we get in from a company called Matchaful. And we've really been enjoying seeing people try it out for the first time and be pleasantly surprised at the flavor of it and how unique it is.
Yeah, I love the matcha personally. It's a green tea powder that we steam with almond milk, and it gives you, it's got some good health properties, but it also just gives you that boost of energy, but it doesn't make you quite as shaky as sometimes coffee can. We also have like a golden latte, which is a turmeric-based one, and then a beet latte.
Some of us get shaky if we don't have coffee.
Which are just some nice wellness options for people, as well as a really great fresh-pressed juice program. We have a lady who juices green-based juice, and then we also have an immunity juice called Pulp Fiction that's got orange, carrot, and pineapple. So just having those fresh options alongside coffee has been really nice to see kind of the community's response to it.
Yeah, our juicer, by the way, her name is Jude Colt, and she is actually a former research scientist from MIT. So she brings a little bit of scientific method to our juice process.
She's great, yeah.
So one of the things that I love to do, like many of our listeners, we enjoy fabulous food. And when I first started researching your business, I looked at your menu. You've got a great website. If people want to find out more information, it's thegirlandtheravencafe.com. And you have your menu on there. And one of the things I was super thrilled and excited to see is all your gluten-free options. If we have listeners who've listened before, they know that I'm gluten-free, not by choice, but just by genetics and things that have come up over my life. And so I'm really thankful that you are offering all of these gluten-free options. Explain a little bit about the background and why you all decided to do that for your customers.
Now, here's the story.
Oh, yes. Well, we are actually, so my husband, Killian, is a celiac as well. He can't have gluten. I just have a really sensitive stomach, so I also have a hard time eating it. So we begged our incredible chef, Mitch Wilhoit. We were just, you know, like from the beginning, we were like, okay, we want the, and our pastry chef, Taylor Jarvis, we were like, can we please incorporate some options for people? Just because personally we know how exciting it is to see options on a menu.
And how frustrating it is for the last 15 years, which is about how long Ariana has been gluten-free, to go to wonderful restaurants and have oftentimes no gluten-free options.
Other than
at all.
Salad maybe or something.
Yeah, we have really great desserts that are gluten-free that you wouldn't even know are. We mix it up So we don't even communicate oftentimes that they are gluten-free. People are just very surprised to hear afterwards that they've had an amazing brownie that happens to be gluten-free, gluten-free sorghum cookies. We always have gluten-free bread
something
on
in
hand.
The case, yeah. And then sandwiches that people, can sub out easily. So when we spoke with our pastry chef, we were just like, let's work on something that everyone would be okay with eating, but then is also, gluten-free for people that need it to be.
It's not uncommon for someone to purchase a gluten-free dessert and then to come up back to the bar or get their server and say, I'm sorry, but this is not gluten-free. I can't eat this. And we say, well, actually it is. And they'll reply, it's the best gluten-free dessert I've ever had. This is gluten-free.
Well, thank you again
everything
for
on
offering
the menu
that.
Is adaptable as well. We virtually everything because we have gluten-free bread, gluten-free flour that we kind of bring in. Just means that we have options for everybody, which is a good feeling.
I had the West Coast toast on gluten-free bread. It was absolutely delicious. And I want to come in this week and try your breakfast items. It looks like that you have biscuits that you're offering.
We do indeed. We don't always have gluten-free biscuits on offer, but our chefs make them from scratch, and they are really unique. They have almost a French pastry quality to them, as well as being a classic traditional biscuit. They're kind of a nice marriage of Europe and Southern traditions, and they are mind-blowing. I've actually, even though I'm a celiac, cheated and tasted some of the biscuits before because they're very hard to keep your hands off.
The biscuits are full of gluten. They are. But we do have the gluten-free toast for people that are gluten-free.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like for you folks to start the cafe and the coffee business during the pandemic?
I mean, in that respect, I feel like really we've just been blessed by God. You know, he's carried us through this process. A lot of things just worked out right on time for us. And just we really, the support of the community and the drive-through window has meant that business, it's never felt like a pandemic necessarily. Obviously, we have very strict guidelines in-house to kind of keep safety levels at a high par. So everybody wears masks. We have hand dispensers. Everybody washes their hands regularly. But we've really just taken off in the beginning, had a lot of support. So
they worked on a grant to get some of the local restaurants some really nice heaters for people to be able to sit outside, and that's been really nice for people to just, with this crazy weather, people have been able to actually sit outside through the winter season, which has been nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's experience of the pandemic too has been to get, to learn something new and to get hands-on. So in some respects, it was kind of liberating to have the time to learn new things, to get involved in actually some of the construction elements and to really just get into roasting coffee. And it's just been a learning experience that we never would have had, we not left New York. So, it's been great. And as hard a time as the pandemic has been, we just want to be there for our community and provide a little bit of light there in a hard time.
Christy, we are so excited about springtime, which will usher in summer and fall, of course, and our outdoor dining areas have been expanded to about 400%. Previously, there were 2 floor tops at Zazie's on the porch, and we're now going to be able to offer 32 seats outside with social distancing, as well as an adjacent property that we have where we'll be able to set up about 10 or 15 picnic tables. So we're going to have not only the drive-through pickup window, but we're going to have ton of outdoor dining options.
If you don't mind, where can people find out more information? Where are you located exactly on Main Street? And you've mentioned the expansion of the outdoor area. Is there anything else that we can expect from you folks here in the near future?
Dinner.
Yes.
Dinner.
Yes. We're
the dinner bell will be ringing soon at the Girl and the Raven. Probably, hopefully, we're shooting for April. And what else can we be expecting?
Well, we're located right across from Abingdon Cleaners, right there on Main Street. So it's 380 East Main Street. A nice walk if you're in the downtown area. What else was I going to say? Dinner. Yeah. Oh, if you want to find out more information, we stay pretty active on our Instagram page. It's The Girl and the Raven. And we keep our menu and all of our hours and everything really up to date on our website. So any information about dinner or exciting things to come, we'll keep everybody updated there as well.
Just a quick word, too. I know our time's probably running out, but just a word about our chefs. We have an extremely talented team of head chefs. Mitchell Wilhoit, who comes to us from the Mark Washington, and his life partner as well as kitchen partner is Taylor Jarvis, who is our classically trained pastry chef. 4 years at the highly heralded rhubarb eatery in Asheville. So, yeah, they're doing the magic, about 95% scratch kitchen, and I would say probably about 70% locally sourced foods. So we're real proud of our kitchen team.
Well, thank you again for all that you're doing for the town. Congratulations on your new project. I look forward to seeing you all next week.
Thank you so much, Christy.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
You picked up some new followers as well. I love your radio station. We've been listening to it a lot recently.
Well, thank you so much. We'd love to have you all back on any time. And I'm going to hold you to the story about The Girl and the Raven. So the story will break here. The news will break on Super Talk, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
You got it.
Thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back after this quick commercial break. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9.